Hey bro, God bless. I'm sending you an audio voice message because that way it'll be easy. And don't worry, I'm not going to talk that long. It does make a perfect sense what you said, you know, and I do feel something is going to happen, but I don't know what it is either. But, you know, I don't know if marriage is one of them. But I will tell you this, I did last night. I don't know what time last night when I was just looking up to the ceiling, I asked, Lord, please, besides Pastor Mike, please send confirmation at least to the believers or to somebody from the heart, from the Holy Spirit, to reveal, you know, if this is a confirmation, if this is, you know, this has to be, that it has to be. You know, the thing is, the Lord heard me after I said that, then you have seen a confirmation. Who knows how many believers will receive it? Something that you feel in your heart that something's going to happen, or I think that's what you say in the message. But I will tell you one thing. You know, if it is from, like you said, and I believe it is from the Lord, then we have to permit it. The only thing I can say, we gotta keep him and her in prayer. And also, I'm concerned the fact that if they do get married in the E-Church on April, and I think it will happen, then that means Pastor Mike cannot stay in my house then. I mean, so bad I want him to come here so I can take him to church and whatever. Then now, if he gets married, then that's it. I mean, I cannot hang out with him anymore. You know, just me and him, because due to the fact that they'll both be married, and that's going to prevent that from happening, because, you know, she can't sleep here. I mean, it's okay, Mike, to stay in my house with my family and all, but now everything is going to be complicated, or I don't know what's going to happen now. See, and that's a lot of things. I mean, he said he's going to come in June, and I'm all for him so he can stay in my house for 2 weeks. We can, you know, he can evangelize, go to church, and every now everything is, I don't know what's going on. He's the one who said that. He's the one who said he wanted to stay in my house for 2 weeks. And now, once again, he's, you know, changing these things around. I am so confused. I don't even know what it is. So I understand it is from the Lord that they deserve to get married. Then that means something, you know, I think something, there's a plan or something will happen. I'm not going to lie, I do feel that some things is going to happen, and also some things that he's going to face in the long run. So, but it comes of him now, because he's the one himself said to me that he's going to, you know, he's only said, Will, I want to stay in your house in 2 weeks. And then suddenly, he says about the closest date. I said, okay, and now he says he's not sure what you told me. I'm a bit confused. So, I just want to send you the audio voice matches directly. God bless.